Hey everyone, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. My name is Nate Carter. Do you ever wonder what the Apostle Paul was like? I think about the different vignettes in Scripture and think about him droning on and on with his sermons so much that somebody actually literally fell out of a window and died. I think about some of his own self-criticism where he says, you know, that he's cowardly in person. And yet, in 1 Thessalonians 2, you get a glimpse into Paul's heart. Paul was a man who loved God's people. He loved Jesus's church. And you see in this chapter here, some of the evidence of the way that he treated them and how much he loved them. And it's a wonderful lesson for us as we consider how we treat other people and how we allow our lives to be ministry. Let me give you a few excerpts. Second half of verse 2, Paul says, "Yet our God gave us the courage to declare his good news to you boldly in spite of great opposition." There's at least three things happening there. First of all, Paul's using relationships as an opportunity to share the gospel. So he's looking for opportunities and he does it. Secondly, he does it boldly. He's not shy about it, but he just gets in there and talks about Jesus. What a great example. And lastly, he does it even in spite of opposition, in spite of perhaps it's persecution, perhaps it's people trying to get in the way or circumstances. You know what it's like, right? When you think you have the opportunity to talk about Jesus and something gets in the way. Well, despite opposition, we have the opportunity to minister. Verse 4, "For we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news." Do you ever think about yourself that way? You are a messenger of God. You're approved by him, and you're entrusted with the gospel. He's entrusted his word for the world, his word of salvation to you. Our purpose is to please God, not people. I have this highlighted in my Bible with, like, I've got a system of highlights. I've got this highlighted with, like, my most extreme symbol. It's my red highlighter, because if we could have this just in the forefront of our minds, if we had this as the bumper sticker on our cars, if we had this taped inside the lenses of our glasses, that my goal is to please God, not people. How would we treat each situation that we find ourselves in? He alone examines the motives of our heart. And so I often ask God, what do you want to have happen in this relationship or this circumstance or this opportunity? Because I want to please you and not people. And do I always get it right? No, I probably get it wrong a lot. But that's the motive of my heart. And it's a great verse to have memorized. Then look at verse 8. "We loved you so much that we shared with you not only God's good news, but our own lives too." What a great example of a true pastor. Someone who not only just preaches at you, but shares his life with you, you know, opens up, is vulnerable, and invites you into their own circumstances, into their own story as well. This is what the best pastors, the best ministers do. And keep in mind that you also are a minister. Verse 11, "And you know that we treated each of you as a father treats his own children." I can speak, there's no greater love than that. "We pleaded with you, encouraged you, and urged you to live your lives in a way that God would consider worthy." Okay, so they don't just stop with the message of the gospel, but they say in response to what Jesus has done, live your lives well. They keep going to the next step. We don't just receive Jesus as our Savior, but we receive him as our Lord, the Lord of our lives that instructs how we live. Verse 14, "And then, dear brothers and sisters, you suffered persecution from your own countrymen." And so this is just a dose of reality that even after being ministered to by Paul, they experienced persecution. That this is so true. It's so accurate to the way that real life works. That, you know, when you receive the message, when you receive the gospel, when you trust Jesus, when you begin to follow him, what happens? A lot of times, Satan pushes against you and tries to get you to walk away from it, and he just makes your life difficult. You experience persecution. But I love how Paul puts it into context. In this way, you imitated the believers in God's churches in Judea, who, because of their belief in Christ Jesus, suffered from their own people, the Jews. He's saying, you know what? You are among good company here. You're not the first to be persecuted for what you believe. So stand tall, knowing that you stood for the right thing. And then let's just look at how this chapter ends. Verse 19. After all, what gives us hope and joy, and what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when he returns? It is you. You are our pride and joy. As we close here, remember that you are entrusted by Jesus with the good news of the gospel. And that as you go and you share that with others, you share the gospel and you share your lives, because you, again, you are a minister of the gospel. Your pride, your crown, is your pride and joy are those people who hear the gospel and respond to it because of how you've interacted with them. So go today and be a minister of the gospel to the people in your lives, your family, your friends, your coworkers. Be the messenger of the gospel to them and allow them to be the crown that you'll one day wear, your pride and joy. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.